Reading from the second epistle to the Colossians, chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And the things that are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, or that is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We trust that this passage will be a blessing in your life today. We see several things here that are highly significant. First of all, those of us who are in Christ have had this effected on the basis of the reconciliation, the work of our Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father allowed God the Son to be made sin for us, that we who were sinners, strangers, rebels, might be made the righteousness of God in him. And in view of what Christ has done, in view of our by faith relationship with God the Son, we have been declared, commissioned, ordained as his ambassadors. Ambassadors of Christ, given the ministry and word of reconciliation. It is my understanding that an ambassador representing our country is a personal emissary or representative of the President of the United States. Not that he represents Congress or the Senate, but in particular, he represents the President in the absence of the President in the country to which he has been sent. And so it is, beloved, those of us today who are in Christ, those of us who have, by the grace of God, by the mercy of God, by the revelation of God, realized our lost, sinful, helpless state, we've recognized that we were rebels, enemies to Almighty God, and in faith we have laid down our arms of rebellion, we have confessed and acknowledged our guilt, and trusted the Lord Jesus, and this reconciliatory work that he did at Calvary. The Bible tells us not only has he forgiven us, not only has he pardoned us, not only has he set us free, but he has, by the grace of God, through the redemptive work of Christ, through the shed blood of Calvary, he has brought us into his family. He has, as we read in other places, made us his children, his sons. For we're all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. And when we say all, we would remind you that the Scripture is speaking of all Christians, not all creation. We are all his creation, true enough. We are only in his family as his children and as his sons as we enter this by faith relationship through the shed blood of Calvary's cross. But in this particular verse, not only has he made him to be sin for us that we might have God's imputed righteousness, but now then he said, I want you to go out into the world as my personal representative. Now, in order to be a good ambassador, a man sent to another country must know the people. He must have their respect. He also must uphold his government, and he must have the authority of his government. And that's exactly what has happened to those of us who are in Christ. We have been commissioned by the captain of our salvation, the Lord Jesus, to go in amongst a godly, an ungodly people and present to them the claims of Jesus Christ, his ambassadors, with his message and ministry of reconciliation, that those strangers to himself might be brought into a right relationship. Christian, as an ambassador, go and tell. Unsaved friend, come and receive Christ. He has for you today his gift of eternal life. Amen.